The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Etruria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went through the whole region of Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the word of the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some people ask me one of the questions, why John the Baptist was in the desert. He's come from a priestly family. His father is a high priest. So, do you know why he ended up in the desert? Do you remember when Jesus was born? There was a law that all the kids under 2 years old should be killed, because, you know, the king afraid of this new king. So that's why Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to Egypt. At the same time, there's a message to the parents of John Baptist: bring this child far from Jerusalem. So that's why John Baptist was grown up in the desert place. When Jesus came, they never met before. But, you know, they have this kind of relationship, their cousin. So when Jesus came, John Baptist announced to his disciples, "This is the real Messiah." Now, what's more important is from the second letter, for the second reading from St. Paul to Philippians, "I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you." We live the way like Jesus, not always joy. So many crosses. Even Jesus said, "Come follow me and carry your cross every day." So you might ask, you have to carry the cross, and where the joy comes from? I think the word joy, it doesn't mean just happy. It is, in a deeper sense, you should have peace. Jesus himself, everywhere he goes, people is against him. But he's peaceful. Why? Because God the Father is with him. Today, we the same. At times, we carry our own cross, but Jesus is there. Whatever you do in his name, might be suffering, but still Jesus is present in your family, in your working place, in yourself. So even at times you find it very hard to overcome all these disturbances, but still there is the presence of Jesus. That's most important. Joy means peace. Peace in him. So at times we have to encounter on a daily basis different turmoils. For example, when I was sent here, it's different environment. I work in different parishes, different people. And you have to adapt. You cannot say, so difficult, Lord, send me away. I tell you, no matter where you go, but as human being, always the kind of differences. My joy doesn't come before because the people are good to me or the work is lessened, not so hard. That's not my calling. My calling, or also your calling, is to follow Jesus. He sent you to this family. He sent me to this parish. The better I go, I believe at the back there's a blessing. I accept when the bishop asked me to come, I accept with joy. Although this is not my first choice, not my best choice. All my life is not the best choice. But at the back, there's always a blessing. I remember some years ago I was sent to Toronto. I worked there for 6 years. I knew nobody there. I'm new in that parish. But I just believe, I trust, where there is the Lord's presence, there's always a joy. Although it's not, humanly speaking, it's not a joyful situation. You can understand. I was sent to a place, I have no connection. And by the time that parish priest doesn't want to leave the parish because he said he's too young. But the diocese is changing. So when I go there, people doesn't accept me. You can understand how I feel. It's not pleasant. But I understand that the unpleasant things at the back, there's always a blessing. There's a really, after years, I can see, really, there's a blessing. Because through the experience in Toronto, at least I have more chances to meet different people, first of all, languages. Even Mandarin, I never say Mandarin Mass in Hong Kong. But over there, I have to say the Mass in Mandarin. This is the way you increase your knowledge. You increase your struggling power to work for the Lord. Even when the bishop asked me to come here. You know, before I came here, I wrote already my resignation letter because I'm 75 at that time. So I'm open to the diocese. Usually 75 is age for retirement, right? Or earlier. My classmate at age of 55. My classmate. By the time I was sent to Toronto, already all my classmates already in time retirement. Usually 54. By that time, even 45, it worked in government. I was 60 when I was sent to Toronto. You can imagine. This is my experience. No matter I go, I believe. If it's the will of God, there's always a blessing at the back. There's a joy. Next week, we call this Joyful Sunday. But the joy, even already the second reading today, mentioning. Joy means peace. Peace means adhere to the will of God the Father. Humanly speaking, not feeling always pleasant, but at the back, there is the presence of Jesus, and that's where peace comes from. So important, keep Jesus in your heart. Even nobody understands you, even time is not good that you can pray so often, believe, no matter where you go, Jesus is there. Always trust. So I like the message of Jesus for Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. And this is could be my motto of my life. Trust. Even at times you can't see what exactly is happening. You feel not good. But there is always, if you say yes to God the Father, there is always peace. Even Jesus himself, after the Last Supper, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, Father, take away this cup. Very difficult, right? Take away, please. But then he said, not according to my will, but your will be done. Even the last word of Jesus, he's feeling the absence of God the Father. He said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? This coming from Psalm 22. Of course, he's not praying. He's really, his heart is really already in the scripture foretold that he will be suffering the darkness of his life. But then he's always say, I entrust my soul into your hand. Let us do the same thing. We follow Jesus closely. At times, we couldn't see what would be the future, but still trust like Jesus. Lord, into your hand I commend my spirit.